Yeah, we don't know yet. We'll have to see, obviously, what the harvest looks like. Section 32 is a portion of money that's used by USDA to take product off when there's an excess harvest. We got to make sure, though, that we don't use it on a year-by-year basis to overproduce and expect to be bailed out by Section 32. If, you know, on a tree crop like cherries, you can have an excessive harvest one year. That's when Section 32 can be utilized in that way. So we won't know until the harvest is completed what the sales volume is. We don't know what this China situation is going to do to our cherries. And but I'm convinced that the President, USDA, is going to be there if needed for Section 32 on cherries.
Ag leaders voicing their concerns about the pork tariffs this week. Matt Clemens, what would be your word to those producers and to the industry?
Well, I think there's cause for anxiety. Obviously, our administration is going to continue to try to negotiate with China to relieve us of their unfair trade practices. The President does want free trade, but he wants fair trade most of all. And we've certainly seen some situations, whether it be steel, aluminum, or intellectual property, where China has not played by the rules. And the fact is, the problem is, our American producers are so productive, they're always at the tip of the spear over any kind of retaliatory action. But I've had personal conversations with the President, and he's convinced not to let agriculture bear the brunt of any kind of retaliatory measures.
How does he stop?
Well, how does he stop retaliation? I don't know that he can stop retaliation other than negotiating and agree that this escalation of this trade situation is not helpful to either country. But frankly, I think, again, from mitigation efforts, we're going to make sure that agriculture doesn't bear the brunt by itself of any kind of retaliatory measures.
What do you do to do that?
Well, again, I'm not prepared to discuss the details of that. Those are things that you talk about and you discuss within cabinet meetings and in the Oval Office about with the President, and then you announce them what you're going to do. You don't give an indication ahead of time of what you're going to do in that regard. I'm convinced the President is not going to allow agriculture to bear the brunt of any type of retaliatory measures.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Thank you. All right. Appreciate your time.